Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Rambam, in the third Perek, in the eighth Halacha of his Hilchos Malachim in the Mishneh Torah. And in the previous Shiurim, in the previous Shiurim, we saw in Flow Smitaras Hashem, the first two we asked many, many kashas. In the previous year, we saw the Yesod, that there are really two stages. There's the Ein Lo Damim stage, when someone's married by Malchus. He has no blood, one is Pater from killing him, even though one's not allowed to. And then Vayter, he goes Ladin, and then Beis Din judges him, and then the king, he becomes Chayiv Misa, and the king is supposed to have him killed. And that was basically the bottom line to encapsulate about a half hour shiur in a few words. So now we're continuing again. This is based on the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Hagaon HaGadol, Harav David Yitzchak Manzatzal. And he continues by quoting the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Vav, B'dibor Maschel Mavur writes, D'moyred b'malchus, afilu im neima de'ein sarich l'medinei, mikol makom, kevan she'ein harigato, el harishut l'melech, ha'horgo chayav alav. Even if you say that no din, no proper judgment is necessary for a moyred b'malchus, that he doesn't need a din, nevertheless, since killing him is merely a rishus, someone who kills him is chayiv, because it's a rishus lamelech. Only the king is allowed to kill him, but nobody else is allowed to. And therefore, if someone else kills him, he's chayiv. Hargo chayiv olav. De'eino kegavra ktila. Because he's not a gavra ktila, says the Minchas Chinuch. He's not considered a dead man, even though he's married b'malchus, and we'll say that we don't need to judge him. Nevertheless, it's only rishus lamelech. So what right does anybody else have to touch him? So he's not a gavra ktila. V'hargo chayiv olav misa. And he says kemavur b'Yerushalmi hanal. That's the Yerushalmi that we've been discussing. That Shevet ben Bichri is only mutter to give him away b'yichdu, if he was set aside. Only if he was set aside, then you're allowed to give him away. But if not, you're not allowed to give him over. Vimu gavra ktila, and if you taina that he's already a dead man, so lishteri gam belo yichduhu. So it should be mutter even if they didn't set him aside. Why does it have to be that if you single him out, only then you're allowed to give away Shevet ben Bichri? Shevet ben Bichri was a morid b'malchus, and Mimela, even without singling him out, he should already be, it should be mutter to kill him. It should be mutter to give him over. So you see from the Gemara, from the Yerushalmi, says the Minchas Chinuch, that even if somebody is morid b'malchus, one is not allowed to kill him. It's the king's job, the king has rishus to do so, but nobody else has rishus to do so. And therefore by Sheva ben Bichri, you need him to be singled out. Ayin sham b'divrei kodesho shel haminchas chinuch. However, we now revert back to what we said, based on what we said in the previous shiur. This permission to kill him is really given to everybody. His heter damo is for everybody. Not that everyone's allowed to kill him, but if they do, they're not chayiv, a hargo pater. Ela, the mikol makom belo yichdu, if he wasn't singled out, since it's aser to kill him, there's a din of ein doche nefesh mipnei nefesh. What right do you have to be doche his nefesh for the sake of your nefesh? So therefore, yes, a hargo pater, but you're still not allowed to give him over. Just if yichduhu, if they single him out, there's no more din of ein doche nefesh mipnei nefesh, because it's not you're being doche, they're singling him out. And therefore, even if you say that a Beis Din is necessary to judge him, but still he's a gavra ktila. We wanted to say in the previous, in two shiurim ago, that it's really talui. The machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is talui in the machlokas if you require a Beis Din or not. That since there was no Beis Din for Shevet ben Bichri, and they gave him over, it's the opinion that says that they were correct in giving him the opinion that says that he doesn't have to be chayiv misa in order to give him over. There's a machlokas in the Gemara between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said he has to be chayiv misa. Rabbi Yochanan says that he doesn't have to be chayiv misa. So the son of the Nodabi Yehuda said that it's tali in a machlokas, and between two sugyas. And the machlokas is: do we need to judge him, or do we not need to judge him? So if you hold that in order to make him a mored b'malchus, he needs a din, and Sheva ben Bichri didn't have a din. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that you need a din, you need a beis din. And Sheva ben Bichri, who didn't come to beis din, is not considered mechuyav misa. So it must be that yichduhu is even if he's not mechuyav misa. And Rish Lakish holds that you don't need a din, and therefore Sheva ben Bichri is considered mechuyav misa, because there was no din. Rabbi Yochanan holds that you need a din, and there was no din, so he's not considered mechuyav misa. Rish Lakish holds that you don't need a din, and therefore Sheva ben Bichri is considered mechuyav misa. And only in such a case, if he's mechuyav misa, are you allowed to give him over? That was how that was the son of the Noda Behudas, his way of understanding it. But based on what we're saying now, it's not true. Because even if you do need a beis din, it doesn't matter. Because we said beis din is only stage B. He's a gavra ketila even without a beis din. And memela biyichdu, if he was set aside, if he was singled out, and there's no din of ein docha nefesh mipnei nefesh, because it's not you playing God, it's not you choosing who to give over. The goyim chose, so it'd be mutter to give him over, because he's considered a gavra ketila. But it's not talui if we require a beis din or we don't require a beis din. Because even if we require a beis din, he's still considered a gavra ketila. The beis din doesn't make him a gavra ketila. He became a gavra ketila when he was married by Malchus. The beis din only makes him chayiv misa, that the king can go ahead now and kill him. But until then, he's still a gavra ketila. The Meiri in Sanhedrin, page 72b, paskins like Rabbi Yechanan in the Yerushalmi. And that is that even though he's not mechuyev misa, the afal pi shalon is chayev misa, you can still give him over. Like Rabbi Yechanan paskin, you can give him over even if he's not mechuyev misa. And he concludes there that if it's lahatzalas rabim, it's to save the many, afilu lo nischayev misa, if it's to save many, even if he wasn't liable to death, or he was mischayev misa, but not bedineinu, he was chayev misa, but not in Jewish law, Howel v'yichduhu mutter. Since he was singled out, it's a mutter to give him over. So he doesn't have to be mischayev misa. It's atzalas rabim. He's mischayev shalob dinenu. Yichdu is mutter. You're allowed to give him a sikeh. You're allowed to give him to the guy who demand him. So you see something interesting here in the Meiri, Chiddush in the Meiri. He explains that according to Rabbi Yechanan, Sheva ben Bichri was mischayev misa, aval lo bedineinu. That explains Sheva ben Bichri. Umishum kach lamad mize, lenitchayev shelo bedineinu. And from this he learned that you can give somebody over if he was mischayev v'lo b'dineinu. It's a little bit difficult to understand parenthetically, because the Meiri already writes that yichdu moser moser even if he wasn't mischayev at all, as long as to save others. But he learns from Sheva ben Bichri also, even though again it's not necessary, it's the problem, but bottom line is that the Meiri learns from Sheva ben Bichri, if he was mischayev shelo b'dineinu, you're allowed to give him over. Ve'eino muvan shemored b'malchut im netchayev harei ze b'dineinu. Amored b'malchus, if he was mischayev, it must be in our law, in our system of law. Otherwise, he's not considered mechuyev. So what's this din, this funny geder, of he's mischayev aval lo b'dineinu? Maze? Ma geder, umer Rabbeinu Zatzal, shehava le kinitchayev aval lo b'dineinu. He's mischayev but not an artin. Maze? So we have a Taz who writes on what the Rama writes, that we're only allowed to give him over if he was mischayev misa like Sheva ben Bichri. Dahainu afal pi שלא נתחייב בדין תורה אלא מצד חוק המלכות מחמת שמרד בדוד, ומכל מקום מוסרים אותו. ונאף בזמננו מי שפשע מרד במלכות מוסרים אותו. That even though he wasn't mischayev בדין תורה, but just mitzad, the chok of Malchus, the law of the king, because he was Morei B'David, nevertheless, you're allowed to give him over. And therefore, in our case, in our days, if someone's Morei B'Malchus, you're allowed to give him over. The Magia, the one who added glosses to the Meiri, is Tameya and the Taz, who holds that he was mischayev lo b'dineinu. The Sheva ben Bichri harei kein chayav mita midin Torah. What do you mean when you tell me that he wasn't mischayev midin Torah? He was mischayev midin Torah. She'atorah natna rishut lamelech lehorgo. The Torah gave rishus to the king to kill him. So how can you compare that to a morid b'malchus akum, somebody who's rebelling against the Gentile government, king, that there's no chayev misa midin Torah? What do you mean he wasn't chayev midin Torah? Of course he was chayev midin Torah. He was morid against David HaMelech. That's a Jewish law. Achein, lefi dvarein, afshar leavin. Kevan she'aya kodem psak din, since it was before the Psak Din, Sheva ben Bichri didn't have a Psak Din. He didn't have a Beis Din. Afal Pishu Hutar Damo, even though his Dam is Mutter, as we explained at length in the previous Shiurim, nevertheless the Ri holds that as far as giving him away, he's still in the category of Ein Docha Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh. You're right, Hutar Damo, but the Ri holds that you're still not allowed to give him away. Because Ein Dochen Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh. It's not our right to be Doche, one person's Nefesh for another, so we're not allowed to save ourselves by giving him. So it must be from this that Yichdu, if they single him out, that's Matir, even if he wasn't Mischayev Mis at all. How did they give Sheva ben Bichri away? It must be, like Rabbi Yochanan holds, that if they're miyached him, if they single him out, you're allowed to give him over even if he's not mischayev misa. And that's what the Meiri compared. He says he was mischayev, aval lo b'dineinu. What does that mean? We also the Taz. Taz says that he was mischayev midin Torah, he's mischayev mischayev chok ha-malchus. What does it mean he was mischayev aval lo b'din Torah? Lo b'dineinu. So what it means is he's not considered chayiv misa for us. There's no chayiv misa, but he has a din gavra ktila. He's considered already a dead man al yedei din malchus, because there's the din of the malchus that he's chayiv misa. That makes him into a dead man. And that's what the Meiri compared a morid b'malchus to chiyuv she'eno b'dineinu. That's also what the Taz means. That we hold, like Reish Lakish, that he has to at least be a gavra ktila. Because he's going on the Ramah, that the Ramah says, "Shein Moshe biyichdu elam kenis chayiv misa kasheva ben bichri." And on that, the Taz explains that he wasn't mischayiv midin Torah lemitzad chok hamalchus, because he was married by David. Nevertheless, you're allowed to give him over. So he needs to be a gavra ktila. He needs to be considered a dead man. Nevertheless, it's not considered a chiyuv misa al pi din Torah. Because the only way he's considered a chiyuv misa al pi din Torah is klapei the melech after the basin comes and paskins. But in the meantime, he's not yet chiyuv misa. So all we need is that he be a gavra ktila, and that's what's going to enable us to give him over. So first, again, we have the Meiri, and the Meiri says that Oshin ischaya v'lo b'dineinu. What does it mean, Nischayev v'lo b'dineinu? Nischayev v'lo b'dineinu means that he's a gavra ktila. So since he's a gavra ktila, and they were miyached, this, it's not enough that he be a gavra ktila. They have to be miyached the gavra ktila. Then you can give him over. Al yidei zeh, when he's mischayev misa to the goyim, he's not begeder mechuyev misa for us, but he still has a din gavra ketila leklapei the malchus. So once he has a din of gavra ketila, and they're miyached him, so this is again before the psak din, hutur damo, Rabbi Yochanan says it's still not enough. Even though hutur damo, you're still not allowed to give him over. But once they're miyached him, then you can give him over. Even if he's not yet considered chayiv misa, but he's a gavra ketila, and that's what he says. He paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Oshin is chayiv v'lo b'dineinu. He says that he paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. He doesn't have to be chayiv misa, but if he's mischayiv v'lo b'dineinu, and this means this nischayiv v'lo b'dineinu means that he's a gavra ketila. Once he's a gavra ketila, and they're miyached him, you're allowed to give him over. It's mutter. And that's the Taz that we quoted. The Taz is going on the Ramah that he has to be mischayev misa. But this mischayev misa doesn't have to be al pi din Torah. Because this person's a gavra ktila, not for us. This person's a gavra ktila klape the melech. That hutter damo la melech. And like we saw in the previous year, maybe there's no isser at all for the melech to kill him. Like we saw by David and Uriah. But we're still not allowed to kill him yet. And therefore, if he's a morid b'malchus, then if yichduhu, even if he's not considered, even if al pi din Torah, he's not considered that he's chayav misa, nevertheless, you're allowed to give him over. That's what the Taz says. Alfi shalon is chayv b'din Torah mitzad chok hamachus. What does chok hamachus do? It makes him into a gavra ktila. So once he's already considered a gavra ktila, then you're allowed to give him over. If they're miyachid him. So it seems, if I'm reading it right, that the Meiri and the Taz, the Meiri is saying this in Rabbi Yochanan, and the Taz is saying it in Reish Lakish. But it comes out the same way. In the Yerushalmi, the Machlokas is that Rabbi Yochanan says that he doesn't have to be Mechuyev Misa, and Reish Lakish says that he does have to be Mechuyev Misa. And now that the Iri is saying that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that he doesn't have to be Mechuyev Misa, first he says he doesn't have to be Mechuyev Misa, or he was Mischayev Elo B'dineinu, meaning now he's a Gavra Ketila. Since he was Mischayev Elo B'dineinu, he was a Gavra Ketila, if they're Miyachid him, then you're allowed to give him over. That, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is the minute. You're not stam allowed to give him over. I mean, you are. He says, afilo nischayev misa. Then he says, vayter, when the Meiri said, we had a kasha, what he has to say, nischayev elo b'dineinu for. So that we'll leave with a kasha. But when the Meiri writes, avol nischayev elo b'dineinu, so that means that he's now a gavra ketila. Once he's a gavra ketila, so that would apply to someone who's chayv misa to the Gayim, or he was married b'malchus. He's a gavra ketila, you're allowed to give him over. And so too, the Taz is going on the Ramah, who says that he has to be mechuyev misa. But any mechuyev misa is good, even to the Gayim, because this way, he's considered a gavra ketila. So that's what Reish Lakish means when he says mechuyev misa. So again, the yesod is that, as we've been discussing in the previous year, that the person after he's murdered b'malchus is a din of gavra ketila, even though he's not allowed to be killed, maybe by the king, maybe not, but certainly not by anybody else. And then you have a din of that makes him a chuyav misa. But even at the stage of gavra ketila, then his hutar damo, as we saw in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and once hutar damo, then when the goyim are miyachid him, you're allowed to give him over. He's hutar damo. And if somebody does kill him, he's not chayiv misa. Umeata nira. Achshav anachnu siyata deshmaya tsoadim hala. We are megaita trit vaiter. We're going forward, as they say in Portuguesit. Devadai yesh chiyuv mita b'moreid b'malchut. Like the Rambam writes a lashon, we saw chayiv misa, chayiv misa. So he's chayiv. Yesh chiyuv mita b'moreid b'malchut. Ela, shechiyuvo in ela bebeit din. You know where his chiyuv is? In the beis din. Kocho chayiv misa. You know when he becomes chayiv misa? In the court. Moreid has a hutter damo even before the psak din. As we saw the briskarav by Rodef and by Yotze Mir Makloto in the previous year. And therefore, legabe acherim vis-a-vis others, nobody's allowed to kill him yet. Yes, hutter damo, but nobody's allowed to kill him. It's aser. They're not chayiv, but it's aser. By the king, it could be that it's even mutter, yesh la rishus laharga. And that's what the Rambam means when he says, b'morid rishus, hainu, miyad al idea mirida yesh lo rishut. That's why we saw a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam once says rishus, and then he says chayiv. Is it a rishus or a chiv? The answer is, after the court is mechayiv him, he's chayiv. But it's a rishus from the get-go. Once he's amored b'malchus, immediately it's a rishus. Hainu miyad al idea mirida yesh lo rishut. And the Rambam says, Roy Lahargo, we want to know, is it Roy Lahargo or not Roy Lahargo? Is it Roy Lahargo or not Roy Lahargo? We saw in the Sefer HaMitzvot that it's Roy. We saw in the Yad, the Rambam doesn't write a Lashon of Roy. So is it Roy or is it not Roy? Is it fitting or not fitting to kill him? The answer is it is fitting. But how is it fitting? Like we saw in the Gemara in Shabbos, that David HaMelech should have been done over in the Sanhedrin. And that's what the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's Roy, it's in a Rishos. In other words, the Rishos from the get-go. And then it's Roy that he should be Chayev al Yidei Hamod B'din. V'achakach yekvar Chiyuv lehorgo. And then it's going to be a Chiyuv. And there's no steer between Rishos and Chiyuv. Because Kan Kodem Hamod B'din, Kan Lachar Hamod B'din. This is before the judgment, is after. Before it's a Rishos, and after it's a Chiyuv. V'adarabah. Since we know that Melech Shemachal HaKvodein Kvodem Machul, there's a Chiyuv Lahamido B'din. In order to be Mechayiv and Misa Medin Morid. And that was the discussion that we referenced between that the Ma'arit had and the Parshas Drachim had. Melech Shemachal al Kvodein Kvodem Machul. Correct? And Memela, he has to be Ma'amid and Bedin. And that's the Tshuvas HaRashba that we saw in the first cheer. The Rashba was bothered. How come David HaMelech didn't kill Shimi and Yoav? And the answer is, he says, Mishum Tzarech Shah. But you see that he understood that there's a Chiyuv. So what's the Chiyuv? In other words, and he was trying to explain, so why wasn't David Mekayim his Chiyuv? The answer is there's a Chiyuv. And he found the reason why in this case he did wasn't Mekayim his Chiyuv. Because there's a Chiyuv, Lahamidoi Bedin. Once he's married by Malchus, is a Chiyuv, Lamido B'din. But until he's Ma'amid B'din, he's not Chayav Misa yet. Only after the Hamad B'din, only after the formal court process. So you're not supposed to leave him in a Matzav of Ein Lo Damim. You're supposed to actually bring him to court and do process, and if he's Chayav Misa, so then he's Chayav Misa. So that is Baruch Hashem. We've seen more light in the sugya. And Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue in the next shir, I hope. And we will see more and more neflos. There is so much to say. So I hope you'll stay tuned. And we will see continuing neflos. B'siyata d'shmaya b'ezer Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.